All right. Hello, hello, everyone. Welcome to my official revamped episode of the Trader Mindset Podcast. If you haven't been paying attention to the last episode, I'm going to do a quick little recap. That's going to be my main focus of this podcast is going to be psychology related. I am definitely going to talk about technical analysis, but that's going to be in groundbreaking events. And considering the market environment the past few months, I would say past, let's say 6 months, there's definitely been events where, you know, you need to watch because it's macroeconomics playing with your TA or technical analysis. But so far, so good. So the first episode that I want to talk about is going to be discipline. And discipline is something that you need as a trader to succeed. If you don't have discipline, I wish you all the best. No, I'm just joking. It's something that you learn. Discipline is not something you are born with. It is something you achieve. And the best way to achieve that is to find something that, you know, is difficult for you and try to achieve it. So for me, in 2016, was weight loss. I was overweight and I needed to lose weight or else it's just not good, right? It was affecting my mental health. It was affecting just my physical health particularly. And it was giving me just, you know, slight depression because I wasn't able to do anything. So I had the motivation event. At first, it was motivation to, you know, get this thing done. Or also, I was balding. And if you are a bald, fat person, you look like Buddha. And there's no way I was going to be looking like Buddha by, like, you know, now. Yes, if I did not work out, I would 100% look like Buddha. But, you know, I did what I had to do to avoid that fate. But at first it was very difficult because I had no time during the day to work out. My schedule was packed and the only time was in the morning. So I woke up at 5 a.m. and tried to go to the gym around 6:00. And that eventually became part of my routine. At that point, I knew that if I didn't work out, my day would not be complete. Also, the one thing you need to do is find something and do it over and over. So as a trader, what you need to do is find what you're good at and do it over and over. And if you can't do it, right, you need to take a step back and assess the situation. And that goes with everything. So what I mean, let's translate that to an actual trading related situation. So personally, I'm a wedge trader. I trade rising wedges near resistances and falling wedges near support. There are rising wedges are bearish, but there are times when rising wedges break bullish in extreme bullish environments. So I need to know that. And eventually what happens is you start noticing patterns in that. Once you start getting that experience, you start noticing those patterns and it becomes very habitual. Of course, there's going to be times when you know, it's just not your day. There's so many days recently that's been like that, where it's just not my day. And playing those patterns, you will know that something's not behaving properly. And when you know that something's not behaving properly, it is your discipline that is needed to stop and just assess the situation, right? You stop trading, assess the situation. And if it's detrimental, you leave. And it takes so much discipline to leave. You have no idea. I still lack that discipline and I'm working on it as aggressively as possible. Because when it's not your day, it is not your day. And you will know that almost within the first trade. And it is up to you to act on that, right? You need to act on that gut feeling. Another thing that I found also is very important now that I'm talking about gut feeling is gut feeling. There are times when you're like, should I leave the computer and just call it a day? And that gut feeling is so hard to turn that into an action. Because once your brain just shuts off and goes into that gambling phase, your discipline goes out the window. And it is experience and just understanding of yourself to get out of that rut. That's what I like to call it. It's just a very detrimental mindset to have when you just say F it and just go hit it hard on that buy or short or whatever you're trying to do at that moment. I would definitely start doing something that is not too difficult in the beginning, right? Let's say the easiest thing that I would say is find a time. Let's say if you're a morning trader, just have a cutoff time. For me particularly, it's 11:30 a.m. Eastern. As soon as 11:30 a.m. Eastern hits, I stop trading. That is my thing. If I'm in a position, it's only closing. I only close that position and call it a day. I do not open any positions after 11:30 a.m. because the liquidity starts going away and it becomes very stale. The market like really doesn't do much after 11:30. All the emotional trading that you'll find is between 9:30 a.m. to 11:30 and 3 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Or sorry, 3 p.m. to 4 p.m. So that's when you look for volatility. And moving back onto discipline, though. Another thing that I found particularly important when achieving discipline is you need to go against the crowd sometimes, right? Like, it is your perception of thought process. If that makes sense. Like, if everyone's looking bullish and you are looking bearish, what are you going to choose? Are you going to go with your personal technical analysis or the mass? And that is something I'm also working on as a trader. However, I've gotten really good at just doing my own thing because when I first started trading, I would definitely use other people's technical analysis in mine, and it would not go well, and I would blame the person instead of blaming myself because I'm the one that actually just chose their technical analysis over my own. So it is up to you to decide what you're good at and act on that. But yeah, this is pretty much how, these are the steps on how to achieve discipline. Find something that you're good at and just repeat it. And if it doesn't go your way, you need to stop doing it. Like, you need to find a way to cut it out. If the source of the fire is a stove, then you need to make sure the stove is turned off at all times, right? Or if you're not using it, turn off the stove. And that's essential. So I hope you learned something out of it. Don't hate me too much. This is my first official time back, so I'm excited to talk more about psychology. Definitely going to bring in that TA too. So if you haven't already, I hope you please subscribe, tell a friend, and I'll see you next week for more psychology.